Salam, 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 guys. I'm back with another tip today for your home business. So let's just jump right into it. Okay, so today I want to talk to you guys about focusing on, well, let's face it. We're all in business and you're in business to make money, right? We do business talk, right? Not hobby talk. So there's money involved. And even though talking about money and sales and all that, it can seem, you know, kind of grimy a little bit. But when it comes down to it, that's what we're doing. You know, we're selling a service to make money. And so in order for you to actually make sales and make money in your business, you have to properly market your business. So today I want to talk to you guys about something important that you may need to hear. Okay, you ready for it? This is big, really, really big. Okay, here it goes. It's not about you. Let me say that one more time. It's not about you. Just let that sink in for a minute. Okay. I know you probably got that from the title, so it wasn't a big secret, right? Yeah? Okay. So, nevertheless, what I mean by saying that it's not all about you is this. When it comes to the product or the service that you want to offer to a person, it's all about making sure that what you're offering can add value to that person or your potential customer. And with you being in business to make money, I know there's like all this hype about do what you're passionate about, which I think you should definitely. If there's a market for this thing that you're passionate about and you happen to be good at it, which is also important, right? Then I think you should definitely capitalize off of it. I definitely promote that. But I would say to not focus so much on how passionate you are about a thing and focus more on what you know how to do or what you're good at, especially if you're just getting started. Because you could be passionate about something that, you know, wouldn't really translate into being good for somebody else. You may need to perfect it a little bit. And maybe you are good at it. Like I said, check the market. Because when it comes down to it, you have to be able to prove results for somebody else for whatever it is that you're saying that you're going to make their life easier from, you know, make life easier for them, whether it's a service or a product. So I primarily talk about things that are geared toward a service business because that's what I know. So my suggestion to you is to narrow down what you like or what you're good at. And I don't know, maybe make a list of that. See what you're good at. See what you know how to do. And then maybe from that list, you can extract those things that you happen to be passionate about as well. And then maybe work towards developing that into a business because you really should at least like what you do at least a little bit, unless you're just going to outsource everything. But that's another conversation for another day. So back to what I said, it's not all about you, right? So it's like, let's say if you want to open a store, right, with nothing but, I don't know, like designer paper clips or something, right? Just because that's what you happen to like. It's very easy to just be like, okay, I want to buy a bunch of these paper clips and then maybe even customize them, but it's because it's something that is good for you or that you like and that you think is like pretty. And so now again, you know, going back to that mentality, if it's something that you would like and there's also a market for it, then, you know, go ahead and push that, you know, sell those paper clips, girl. But don't focus on you liking it and then be like, okay, this is my business. And then that's it. And I don't care. That's what I like. And that's what I'm going to push, you know, this thing. You have to do your research, make sure there's actually a market for it and that people will buy the product or at least invest in this particular service. Now, you can definitely add your creative spin to that. This is where it gets unique and different, you know? So by all means, shine in your marketing efforts with this, with your creativity. It doesn't matter what it is. So focus on not worrying so much about how you feel about a thing and something that's okay with you and focus more on whether or not if it's solving a legit problem for the person that you're trying to market towards. That's what it's all about. Because now when we get into the marketing, this is basically going to translate into your voice, you know, the voice of your brand and your company. You have to be able to market in a way that the person that you want to reach or your ideal customer into a way that is something to their ears that they can hear and begin to want and see the importance and the value in. this is also why I think it's important to niche down in your field. Now, you could be niching down based on like the service that you're providing, or it could be about who you're providing the service for. I know people have differences of opinion on that, but mine is to niche down. Because, I mean, like, if we're talking about, let's just say, for example, social media. Let's say you have this business owner that you want to work with that's a shoe shiner, right? If you have two different social media professionals, you have this person over here on one side who's a generalist, and then you have this person on the other side who works with shoe shiners, only shoe shiners, like, throughout, you know, the country in different cities. If you're a shoe shiner and that's your business, you're not going to say, well, sure, I'll go ahead and try out this generalist. No, you're going to pay the extra money. And if you have to choose between the two, you're going to want the professional who works specifically with shoe shiners, because the shoe shiner professional actually already knows your business and he knows your customer. You know, he's already been honing his voice on that with his other clients. So you're going to want that person to help you provide the service to market towards those people who want to come and get their shoes shined, right? He is going to be the expert on the voice. This is how you want to be perceived. You want to be that professional who is the go-to person for your ideal client. So I think it's important to niche down personally, but again, it all translates into the same thing that we've been talking about, the topic, because it's not about you, it's about the customer. So if you want to have a successful business, especially a successful service business, you have to get into the mindset of serving the customer and not yourself. You have to be able to know what they want. You have to be able to express to them why what you have is the solution to their problem or their want. And then why what you have, because, you know, let's face it, somebody else also has the same solution as you. So you have to translate why what you have is a better solution than the next person for the problem or the want. And more so than that, focus on, how am I trying to say this? The more that you know your customer, the more you can focus on what it is that they want and not what it is that you want to give them. And the better that you'll be able to speak to them and catch their attention. Because you can yell off into a room with the intention of speaking to everybody, right? You're like, no, I just want to market to everybody because I don't want to exclude anybody. But nobody's going to hear you because you're just like this loud voice in the room full of people. But when you niche down and you're focused on one particular audience in that room that you're speaking to, now your efforts in that room start to become more effective. Even if it's only a few people that hear you, it's the few people that you were aiming for and that you want to help in the first place. Now, something people get twisted is just because you niche down doesn't mean you can't work with other people. Niching down more so helps you, again, with your marketing efforts. But if you were the shoe shiner social media professional, but this guy comes who has a pet store and he just heard that you're really good with, you know, your marketing, it doesn't mean you can't venture out and work with him. Again, this is just so that you have a solid base to always work with and that you are known for. So anyways, let me not get sidetracked. Once you start to niche down and focus on that one particular audience that you're speaking to, again, everything just gets more effective. And then it's like, you guys, like, let's what I said, if somebody's yelling into a room, right, and these people hear you, it's like you guys are kind of having this personal conversation between the two of you guys, right? Your ideal customer that you want, they hear you speaking directly to them in that crowd of noise. So, like, I hope that makes sense, the way I explained it. And because it does tie into knowing who your ideal customer is so that you can speak to them and not just about what you want to say, I think the next episode that I do is going to focus on how to hone into your actual target market. That way you can figure out how to speak to them. So just imagine yourself, right? Because we're talking about sales here. You know, we've all had people who try to sell us things, right? Some things you just kind of hear people and you might listen just to be nice and then kind of be like, okay, thank you, and walk away, right? But then there are some things that you really did have somebody sell you on because it was something that you either liked or you wanted, and you didn't necessarily know before that you wanted it or liked that thing, but they just spoke to you, you know? It's kind of like being out here in the realm of business these days. Everybody's selling something, you know? Everybody wants to help you start a business or grow your business and all that stuff. But if you do actually need help in your business, you're going to gravitate towards the person that resonates with you. So there's something about that person that stands out There's a reason why, even though there's all these people who are offering you the same thing, there's a reason why you're going to gravitate towards that one person over another, and why you're even willing to go a step further and pay this person over the next person. So think about this in your business as it pertains to you as that person who's selling something. How am I going to be that person that's going to attract the people that I actually want to come out of their pockets and pay me money? What is it that I'm offering them? And so just again, my tip, like I said, focus on your customer, okay? Focus on them. Focus on them, focus on them, focus on them. Let all of your service offerings reflect around them. Let it all be about them. Let your marketing be about them. Let your branding be to speak to them. Everything that you do, all of your efforts should be geared towards what it is that they want. It should not be all about you. Think about this. Yeah, think about this from a logical standpoint, okay? You can't just expect people to just come throw money at you for no reason just because you want it. But people will throw money at you, or I'm sorry, they'll throw money at a solution to a problem that they either cannot solve or that they don't want to be bothered with solving, okay? This is that convenience solution, just like cleaning services. Everybody knows how to clean. People know how to clean their house, but they don't feel like it. So they're going to pay somebody to take that thing off their hands, you know? But if it gets into something else, like let's say you're an email marketer, there are people who legit have businesses, but they don't know anything about email marketing and how effective it is. So now you are legit solving a problem for them. So there's different lenses to look at it from. You will make your money from your customer. So think of it as you make your money from your customer because of doing for your customer. Do what it is that they want, not what you want, and then they'll pay you for it. So that's my tip for today. And like I said, the next one I'll talk about, you know, more so identifying who the target customer is. Who is it that you want to speak to in the first place? That way we can go a little bit deeper into how to speak directly to them. When it comes to marketing, it really can be simple. So I'm gonna help you guys simplify it. But just in case, you know, for those of you who don't want to stick around and come back and listen to me next week, I'm going to give you a takeaway from this episode, okay? I want you to have a seat and really think about something. Think about your business. Again, if you're just starting, right, this is good. Think about what it is, like we talked about earlier, that you want to do, what service you want to offer in the first place, okay? So at this point, just kind of sit down and you can even make a list. Who is it that you would like to work with? Like which profession? You know, do you want to work with lawyers, doctors, salons, auto mechanics? Like who do you want to work with? What profession? Which area? And then ask yourself, what is it that people in that profession need? Like, why would they need your help? If you had something to offer them, what reason would it be for? And then make a list. Make a list of what you could do then to help them to fix that thing, to make it easier, you know, because that's where your sweet spot is going to be. This is where you're going to really shine. Because now that you know this, everything that you do in your marketing, your promotion, the way you speak, everything online, offline, whatever, all of it is going to be now geared towards whatever that solution is for the problem that they have in that profession. So you're going to go from talking about just who you are and what you do. So like instead of you showing up and saying, I don't know, I'm an email marketer. When somebody asks you what you do, instead of you saying, okay, I'm an email marketer, you're going to say, I create monthly or weekly, whatever, email campaigns for lawyers who deal with, I don't know, car accidents or family lawyers, whatever, you know. Because now you've gotten very specific. You're saying what job it is that you do, and you're saying who you're doing it for. So now you shine, you stand out, you are that professional, you are that go-to person for this profession and for this particular thing, okay? So for now, I don't know. Expressing how what you do is the answer to all of their problems. That's what it all boils down to, okay? So you got this. Go ahead and do that if you don't plan on coming back, but we'll talk about that more next week. And that's all I got for y'all today. All right, salams.